This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Drops it off to Vooch, he'll dunk it down. Daddy Vooch!
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
Throws up ahead to Isaac, and look at the tomahawk from the Seminole. Oh, Chief Osceola smiling somewhere.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And it's great to catch up with you. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. Day one of training camp is in the books, and what a day it was. We'll break all that down for you, and we will do it in about a minute with the president of basketball operations, Jeff Weltman, kind enough to join us on this program. Our producer is Jake Chapman, as always, and we're getting closer. We're getting one day closer here to opening night for the Orlando Magic. And, of course, Advent Health is the presenting partner of tip-off and opening night, the official healthcare provider of the Orlando Magic. And we are getting closer. Media Day is behind us, and this is what we get excited for. Today was our first look at some of these guys scrimmaging, some of these guys going through drills. These guys look to be in terrific shape. I don't think conditioning is going to be a problem whatsoever, but listen, it's going to be difficult for this team to kind of all get back together after the summers that they had and try to catch up and get that 22-9 team that they had to close out last year to try to put that all back together. And hopefully they can do that. Hopefully they can find that here in training camp and in the preseason and hit the ground running on opening night here October 23rd. So lots to get into. Without further delay, let's welcome in the president of basketball operations for the Orlando Magic. He is Jeff Weltman, kind enough to give us a few minutes. And Jeff, we know about the terrific job you did this summer keeping the core intact and bringing this team back together, a great job you did off the floor. But tell us about something fun that you did with your summer. Not team-related, but did you have a chance to do anything fun?
Well, you know, actually, I would say far more than most teams are bringing back, a high degree of continuity, of roster continuity. So it did open the window for a little family time, and I was happy to get that because, it's our going on our third year here in Florida, and it was good to spend some time with the family.
Well, that's always important. I know that's a chance for all of us to kind of decompress and catch up with the family as well. And is it hard to believe you're going into year three in this thing here in City Beautiful?
It is, man. It's like that's the nature of this business. The season seems to drag on forever. When you look back, it's like where did they all go so quickly? You know, that's the NBA. It's such a huge mountain to climb every season. The length of it and the difficulty and all the adversity that you're going to face, and you know it's coming. There's no way around it.
Right.
So you just try to kind of I always say to my wife, we inhale in October and we exhale in April or May. So, that's the world of the NBA. And it has flown by, though. And I think we've started to get the ship pointed in the right direction, and it feels good. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work in front of us, but it's feeling good.
No, it certainly is, and we're excited about it. Speaking with President of Basketball Operations, Jeff Weltman, we know how these guys are great at pacing themselves through an 82-game schedule. Do you have to pace yourself as well, Jeff? Do you have to? What's your approach going into the rigors of a long season?
Well, I'm not playing games, Dante, so it's a lot easier on me than it is those guys.
No question.
Honestly, it's just a remarkable feat that they're able to kind of get themselves mentally and emotionally and let alone physically prepared to play 82 games. And that doesn't include preseason or playoffs. So it's truly a grind. And for us on our end of things, obviously we have, a lot of fires to tend to and, keeping up with the draft and what other teams are doing and league trends and first and foremost focusing on ourselves. But what we do compared to what the players do is light lifting.
Amen to that. It's interesting. I get to hear Jeff Turner talk about training camp. Today was the first day of training camp, and he used to mention a lot of times when he was in the league, that's when guys would get into shape. They'd come back from whatever it was they did during the summer, and they'd kind of play their way into shape during camp. How much has training camp changed from when you first started this thing?
Yeah, it's changed dramatically. And you can start with the fact that we used to have a week of two-a-days, And now, you know, most teams really just have a day of Tua. Day is the first day. And camp used to be, you know, four, you know, plus weeks. And now it's about 3 weeks. You know, we play our first game, our first regular season game in 3 weeks. I think Cliff said we have 13 practices total.
Right,
so
right.
The compression of the schedule and evolution of, you know, load management and kind of like being careful with how we parse that out over the season has really changed the way that camp is run by coaches now. And, you know, they have a lot of information to learn and a lot to get on the same page with. And so you're hoping that, you know, conditioning isn't another element that you're having to deal with in camp. You're hoping that most guys come in prepared and ready to go, and you can really just start learning and playing and getting on the same page.
You're exactly right. You're ahead of the game if that's the case. Speaking with President of Basketball Operations, Jeff Weltman, we heard comments from Coach Clifford, and listen, we know he expects a certain amount out of these guys, and he said he was, you know, somewhat disappointed with the first practice, but I imagine maybe all 30 coaches are with their first day of training camp. But your thoughts, your impressions from day one of training camp, Jeff?
Yeah, well, day one of training camp is just that, you know, and yeah, right. We don't expect it to be perfect day one, but we have a lot of areas where we need to get better. You know, we know that coming in, and obviously, you know, coach is very vigilant, and, you know, he's not going to let guys cut corners or take the easy way out. You know, we have to start from day one establishing the work and the togetherness that we found at the, midway point of last season, and we've got to get to that quickly. So that's a lot of work. That you know, what we did last season has no bearing on who we are right now. We've got to rediscover that and reestablish that again. And that's coach's, you know, perspective, and that's, you know, he's great at that.
You know, as you well know, this team finished 22-9 to close out the season. Those final 31 games, it was asked of all those guys, can you be that team right from the start of this year? How much do you think with this continuity, with your ability to bring everybody back and keep this nucleus intact, how much does that help with them going into training camp, and can they hit the ground running similar to what they did to end last year?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of kind of being able to dig down and find where you found that last year, where you found that ability to focus and work and remain consistent. You know, that's what this league is about, and that's why we had success last year. And we have to find that spark. You know, we have to find that kind of internal spark that is the fuel to all of this. And there's no question we can be as good and better than we were last year, but it's not something that you take for granted. It's not going to happen just by showing up and running some plays and, you know, going through camp. I mean, you have to really earn that, and it's not easily done. So our guys have to go through that process all over again. And, you know, sometimes when you have a little success, it's a little harder to rediscover that.
Yes.
And, you know, we've been talking to our guys about that this summer, that, you know, it, not only might it be difficult, it might even be more difficult than it was last year. So, you know, that's where we've got to get.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I remember Stan Van Gundy saying you got to work twice as hard just to be as good as you were the previous year. Was that kind of along those lines, Jeff? Was that was the message you gave to these guys this summer?
That's much better put than I would put
it. I don't know about that.
But, yeah, that's the same message, yes. Yes, Dante.
All right, very good. Speaking with Jeff Weltman, of course, President of Basketball Operations for the Magic. And I think a couple of guys, Jeff, obviously everybody looks to be in terrific shape. And I think that it gets fans excited, their first look at everybody yesterday. But you tell me, you know them way more than I do. There seems to be a confidence in just an air around Jonathan Isaac. He's always been a confident kid, and he, you know, people are attracted to him, as you well know. But he just seems to be in a terrific place as we go into this training camp.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because he's put the work in, you know, that's why he's feeling so good. He knows he's put, you know, a tremendous amount of work in this summer. He's worked on his body. He's worked on his shot. He's spent an inordinate amount of time in the gym here in Orlando. And so he's fired up and ready to go, you know. And that being said, you know, sometimes, you know, confidence is good and you need it to be great in this league. But, you know, again, you have to guard against expecting, you know, to pick up off the success that you found last season. So, you know, Jonathan's one of those guys who's always self-critical. He's always harder on himself than anyone else. And so, yeah, he is in a good place. And again, Dante, we always say it, man, but bring it back to he's 21 years old, you know?
Right, right.
So he's going to get better and he's going to continue to improve because that's who he is as a person. You know, he's a worker. He's a team first guy.
Well, I remember you saying that last year. I mean, there's no surprise that Nick Vucevic and Terrence Ross had the years that they had. They're 28 years old. They've been in the league for a number of years and been able to figure things out. But what are you asking? What, you know, you see a lot of lists and people are projecting, and it's a scary term, but breakout season for a guy like Jonathan. But what do you think, you know, not to get caught up in that, what is the next step for his game?
I don't really look at, like, you know, people's games like the next step. You know, just continue to improve, you know. Everything gets better. Everything gets a little more natural, more comfortable. You know, the team plays together. Obviously, Jonathan will get bigger and stronger. You know, his shooting mechanics will continue to improve because he works at it. You know, things will come a little easier to him. You know, he's got, you know, a host of things that he's going to have to improve on to get where he wants to be. But he's going to work on all those things. So I don't really look at the next step. I look at next steps for our team, you know, and that's the beauty of Jonathan Isaac is that he knows that everything he does is irrelevant if we're not winning. And so, you know, we just have to continue to work and rediscover that kind of togetherness that we had at the end of the season last year. And that's what this part of the season is about right now.
No, you're right. We're looking forward to that. We've had our first glimpse at Markelle Fultz the last couple of days, just getting a chance to talk to him and for us to firsthand see what kind of a quality individual he seems to be. And we've heard that from you guys all along. Can you just touch on him? I know you've been talking about him the last couple of days, but just what your impressions have been of young Markelle and how excited he must be. And the thing that he loved the most was taken away from him, and here he just had his first day at training camp. It's got to be a great start for him coming back.
Oh, I mean, you know, Dante, like, we can't walk in Markelle's shoes, and you know, I can't imagine how happy he must be today just to have today be about basketball,
right?
You know, about playing basketball, and he knows that you know, his goals for a long time now has just been to play basketball. And now that goal changes. Now it's to play basketball well and impact winning. And so, you know, Markelle knows that it only gets harder now. You know, now the real work begins about him, you know, becoming the player that he's supposed to become. And he gets all that. You know, he's eager to work and help the team in any way possible. He understands how things have to unfold for him. And again, you know, I say it, 21 years old, you know, he's played 33 games in the last 2 years. He's played less than 700 minutes in his career. And so he's just starting his path. You know, he's just starting his path. And, you know, you guys, I think the fans, you know, will just grow to love Markelle because of who he is as a person, how hard a worker he is, how selfless of a person and player he is. And I won't even speak about his talent because it's self-evident. And, you know, as he plays for us, you know, that'll speak for itself.
And what would you say to fans, kind of along those lines, I guess, you know, realistic expectations for, as you mentioned, a 21-year-old that's played 33 games in 2 years? I know he's been great at saying, I just take it day by day, but what would your advice be to fans as they watch him this year?
Take it day by day.
There you go.
honestly, Dante, you know, really, you know, Markelle is you know, able to participate in all of camp without restrictions, but we are going to take it day by day. You know, I mean, he hasn't done this in a long time.
Sure.
So this is kind of new terrain, and obviously he's got a lot to learn with the coach's system. And think about it, it took our team about a half, two thirds of the season to really, you know, for the system to fully, like, kind of click in. And, you know, so Markelle's starting day one of that, you know, alongside everything else that he's been through. So, you know, I know our fans probably get sick of hearing me say it, but, you know, we're not going to place any external timetables on it. We are going to take it day by day. And, you know, what I'm hoping is that the fans get to see soon just how much work Markelle's put in and how bright a future he has. And, you know, that will, I think, help to ignite us. And you know, I've never put any restrictions on Markelle. If he can kind of lap it up quickly and you know, continue forward, then so much the better, you know. But You know, one day at a time is probably a good mantra right now.
All right. Well, I like it. We'll leave it at that, and we look forward to day two of training camp and seeing where this thing progresses. You got a lot of excitement here in Central Florida, Jeff, and I know everyone's eager to get this season underway, as are you.
Yeah, it's a good spirit in the building right now, and you know, like Coach Cliff said, today wasn't good enough. We got to get better, and if we have that frame of mind every day, you know, I believe we can do some good things.
Boy, I'd have no shot. He wouldn't like any of my work. Good thing he's not critiquing me. good thing he's not critiquing me, Jeff.
All right, well, you said it, not me, Dante.
That's right.
I'll leave it at that.
That's right. All right, always good to catch up with you. Have a great rest of the day, and we look forward to getting started, Jeff.
Thanks so much, Dante. Take care.
All right, you got it. All right, special thanks, as always, to President of Basketball Operations, Jeff Weltman. Still more to come here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. When we return, I'm going to be joined by Jake Chapman, and we're going to recap day one of Orlando Magic training camp. We want you to witness the start of Orlando Magic basketball in October and November for one low price with the Fall Fast Break Pass. Kick off the season with four games plus preseason for only $49. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today. We'll be back in just a moment here on 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Visit rpfunding.com or call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634.
Terms and conditions apply. See website and MLS 701-68, Equal Housing.
Here comes T. Ross. The headband's on. He'll fire for three. Three in a row. Yes, sir!
Magic fans, bring your group out and experience the best Amway Center has to offer. You can play where the pros play with our Court of Dreams package, or perform pregame and let Center Court become center stage. You can also join the kids' tunnel and high-five the pros. The group experiences are endless. What are you waiting for? Call 407-89-MAGIC to take advantage of these amazing group opportunities. Special price available for groups of 10 or more.
Aaron Gordon takes a handoff, comes down the baseline, got to the top and rammed it home. Back-to-back dunks, Orlando. This is a three-point game.
Hi, this is Orlando Magic head coach Steve Clifford. Since day one, the Orlando Magic have trusted the professionals at Jewett Orthopedic Clinic to keep us in the game. We not only think they are the best orthopedic group in Orlando, we think they are the best throughout the NBA. So go where the pros go and get back in the game with Jewett Orthopedic Clinic. Jewett Orthopedic Clinic, the official team physicians for your Orlando Magic.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in this? Make this musical request? Or this one? Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime. Redefined.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic Nike Swingman jersey in the color of your choice. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Are you in need of a new roof? Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane season, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who's been trusted for years to provide quality work and products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, visit cbroofing.com and mention the Magic to receive $500 off your new roof.
Advent Health and Southwest Airlines are teaming up to provide Magic fans the opportunity to catch a game on the road this season in one of three destinations: Houston, Denver, or Milwaukee. One grand prize winner will receive two tickets to a game in the selected city, airfare, lodging, and $200 in spending money. 5 second prize winners will receive 20,000 Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards bonus points. For more information and to enter, visit OrlandoMagic.com/getaway. That's OrlandoMagic.com/getaway.
This is Nikola Vucevic of the Orlando Magic. Stuck in traffic? And keep your dial on Magic Drive Time with Dante Marchitelli.
Much to my good friend Nikola Vucevic. Terrific job introducing the show. Great to be back to Magic Drive Time, and great to be talking Magic basketball. The 2019-20 campaign is just around the corner. Thanks again to Jeff Weltman. And if you missed that interview with Jeff, we encourage you to go to our iTunes page where you can catch up with that. And again, continue to follow all of our social media, especially on Twitter, Magic_Radio. We have a Magic Radio Instagram page as well. And Jake, I tell you what, we put our intern on the mic yesterday. And because of that,
regrettably,
because of that, we're no longer going to have any guests in studio. I think it went
that mic doesn't even work anymore.
It went that well. But what I will say is the young buck is doing a great job on social. And he got in there right at the end of practice, and he was able to, with his smartphone, he was able to catch that nice lob to Mo Bamba, which is getting traction there on the social media world.
He's a kid, and he understands those avenues way better than you or I do.
Yes, he does.
You and I are we're crusty old radio dudes.
Correct.
He's doing a great job of capturing those things. He doesn't know how to spell, so I'm working on him as far as the tweets go. Evidently, I found out you don't know how to spell either.
Yeah, well, but a little bit better.
Just a little bit better.
You're right. But listen, we're getting a lot of animal references coming out of training camp, and that's been fun. But anyway, we've got all your sound for you. Just follow us there on Magic_Radio, and great to be back at it. And it's always interesting to get the thoughts of President of Basketball Operations, Jeff Weltman. And, you know, I think the message coming out of day one of training camp, Jake, was not good enough. Not good enough here for day one, and I think you know that. I think Coach Cliff knows I probably can't play that card every day.
Right.
If I'm going to play that card, it's going to be day one. So, I don't doubt that whatever he saw, he had a reason for that, and he needs it. It needs to be better. And I think this is the only thing we caution against. Jeff said it a number of times when we talked to him. There was success last year. You were 42-40. You finished 22-9 down the stretch. You're not going to just start the season the way you finished. It's going to take work, and it's going to take extra work to be just as good as you were last year, if not better.
And you talked about what Stan said about having to work as hard.
Right.
You know, what Stan used to say, working as hard or twice as hard just to get back to the level you were at last year. But even still, how about expectations set a little bit higher even than 42-40?
Sure.
Or even than 22-9 over a 31-game stretch? Obviously, that's a pretty great winning percentage over close to half the season. But I don't think anybody's happy with a first-round exit, even though it was to the world champions, to the eventual world champions. You know, guys like Nick Vucevic and Evan Fournier, you know that they got a little taste of it. Now they want it even more so. And so you got a few new pieces to work in there, and it has to start from day one. And, you know, like you said, I think probably Coach Cliff came down a little bit harder on them because he knew that, you know, you got to sort of set the tone early on in training camp. But absolutely, I think early on you need to establish that we're trying to go bigger and way far beyond what we were able to accomplish last year.
42-40 is not what we set up to do year in and year out. It's a great first step, and that's what everyone will say. That was great. That was incredible. Clinching the playoffs in Boston last year, getting back to the postseason for the first time in six seasons was phenomenal. But that's not what we're here for.
Sure.
So now we need to build on that. And I don't have any doubt that Coach Clifford will get them there. That being said, Jake, we're playing games in a couple of days. You are going to have your first radio broadcast on this station, 96.9 The Game, coming up on Saturday when the Magic visit the San Antonio Spurs. We've only got a couple more days of training camp, and then we're playing games.
I should maybe start preparing for that.
You should at least have a game plan. Have a game plan for that?
No, okay. I don't.
All right, well, you got time.
I got a few days.
You got time, but we're excited about that. It's going to be an 8 o'clock start right here on 96.9 The Game. It'll be our first preseason contest. The Magic will visit the San Antonio Spurs, and I want to remind you, there is no television for that. So if you have any way of following the Orlando Magic in their first game. It has to be right here on 96.9 The Game. That's it. That's a quick one. Thanks again to Jeff Weltman, Jake Chapman, and all of you for listening to Magic Drive Time. We'll be back again tomorrow with Jeff Turner right here on 96.9 The Game.
The Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center is the official destination for authentic Magic gear, including the latest apparel for men, women, and children. Pick up clothing and accessories for any type of fan. Purchase cool collectibles and memorabilia, or snag our latest Nike jerseys to feel like your favorite Orlando Magic players. Stop by the Team Shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or head to OrlandoMagicShop.com to get your gear now.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at ShopIDC.com/GoMagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.